It's time to swing into the golf world of today with Springdale Golf Live. Sponsored by our friends at the New Jersey Golf Foundation. Here's your host, Keith Stewart.
Members, friends, and players, good afternoon and welcome to Springdale Golf Live. I'm Keith Stewart, and I'll be here entertaining you on this Phil and Tiger Friday afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to Fox Sports 920, The Jersey.
You're the real tough cookie with a long history of breaking little hearts like the one in me.
All right, Al. Great job on the opening as usual.
Oh, hey, you gave me a good song this week.
That's right. I mean, you hit me with your best shot.
I tried.
Yes, so very much thank you to Pat Benatar.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate her being our song of the week here. And the reason I came up with that, Al,
yes,
was that there's a little match going on this afternoon.
You know, I heard about that.
And I figured they'd be going back and forth. And at some point, maybe one of the two of them will say, hit me with your best shot.
That's true.
And we would almost have been, you know, doing a little foreshadowing there,
right,
and covering this epic match that's taking place this afternoon. But before we get to all that, we're going to have a lot of fun today.
Oh, yeah.
On this wonderful Black Friday afternoon. And folks, you know, hey, 920thejersey.com. If you can't hear us where we're broadcasting, just get on the internet there. Hit the listen live button. If for some reason you want to replay today's show and just listen to us all over again, or you missed it, you know, the podcast, search for us on iTunes and or Google Play.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I would be remiss if I didn't mention a big thank you to all my followers on social media at KJPGA, whether you go to Instagram or Twitter, because this past week I posted a little rap video.
Uh-oh.
from last Friday's show, Al, and there's only two pictures of you in it, and the feedback that I got online was just is tons and tons of fun. So I really appreciate all that support, folks. Keeps me motivated to try, continue to try new and interesting things. And speaking of new and interesting things,
mm-hmm,
Al, we have a very special guest co-host here today.
Mm-hmm.
My very good friend, the director of golf at Shack-O-Max and up in Scotch Plains, and the host of the Back Nine Buzz, Mr. Mark Mazzola, is here. And Mark, welcome to Springdale Golf Live. Happy Black Friday.
Thanks, Keith. Appreciate it. Thank you, Al, for having me over here. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Good
yes,
to see you.
You know, it's great to have Mark here on the show. And it's even great, you know, he was on the show a couple months ago,
mm-hmm,
but it's even better to have him live in studio. I'll let Al tell that story at a different time, but, you know, as usual, the show goes quick, so we'll skip over that. It's one of those crazy weeks where it's November and it's already snowed. Yesterday was Thanksgiving, and did you replay my rap from last week?
I attempted to.
Oh,
apparently,
yeah.
That's what it sounded like.
Sure,
I think you need to go from 45 to 33. So. We're going to talk a little Phil Tiger this afternoon.
Uh-huh.
They're out there on the golf course right now, and they're doing their thing. And it's been, you know, quite a hype fest this week. Great Thanksgiving holiday. Mark, how was your Thanksgiving holiday?
It was great. It was great. I went down to my sister's house for Thanksgiving down in Pennsylvania, so it was actually a lot of fun. I just got to see a lot of my family.
Awesome. Awesome. Did you overindulge on turkey and everything else?
Of course.
All right. No more turkey sound effects, please.
No, I'm done.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that. Well, that's awesome. I mean, Thanksgiving is just such a great holiday to get together and kind of everyone needs to relax. There's no like opening of presents or rushing to like, you know, Easter egg hunts or anything. I like Thanksgiving a lot.
Yeah, definitely. Especially
good
when you have a lot of turkey. That's what it's all about.
Oh,
turkey,
man.
You can shove in your mouth.
Well, I know. It's now it's like Friday at 3 and the tryptophan is like it's right on deck just waiting to get done with the show.
If you don't get a turkey coma, you didn't eat enough.
Yeah, definitely not. Yeah. Yeah, I wish I wore sweatpants yesterday. I was getting after it. And very much thank you to my sister, Jennifer, for hosting my family yesterday. She did a fantastic job.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband, Peter, he's quite the chef. And I'm sure he woke up a lot earlier than me yesterday to cook that bird. And it was a great celebration with family. You know, it begs a question. You know, 2018, Mark, what are you most thankful for these days?
You know, I'm very thankful for my family. My kids are healthy. They're good kids. They're none of them are bad kids. Well, except for my oldest. No, but
there's a story in there.
No, none of my kids are bad kids. They're all good kids, and I'm very thankful that they're very healthy and living a great life at this point. So they're at a very good school. They're getting very good education, and I'm very happy and thankful for that.
Sounds like Mark's living his best life here.
It does.
I like the sound of it. Speaking of living your best life, I'd like to throw a big shout out to our PGA Tour winner, Charles Howell III.
Yeah, right.
I mean, talk about, you know, if you had a son or even a daughter to act like Charles acts. I mean, the guy, he's first class all the way.
Outstanding. It was really fun to watch him win after, what was it, 11 years?
That's like 300 and something events.
That's crazy. And, you know, just how long that's been for him to win, and then he finally did it again, and his family was there to see it with him. That was awesome.
Well, you know, when his son came running out on the green after the second playoff hole, and he was like just crying. Yeah. It was like, you just, man, the moment there. Yeah. And the amount of probably hate time he's had on the range with we got to give a shout out to his instructors, Grant Waite and also Dana Dahlquist, just two fabulous guys and two huge mentors of mine on the instructor side. And you know, the amount of time that he's probably spent in the last 11 years not giving up and fighting through all these things. And, you know, he spoke to John Graham about his putting and just all of these. Like, he just, you know, I get totally invigorated by the fact that he just, like, just won't give up, and he keeps trying to learn. It's awesome.
Yeah, and you see the fight that he went through with his family. I mean, you can see how his family, how emotional they were about him winning like that, and that means a lot when you put that kind of time in and that kind of dedication into trying to win. You know, it finally happens.
Yeah, you could definitely see it, like I said, and his son running across the 18th green there at Sea Island. And I know that golf course very well. I've been there a number of times with members. We play in a national pro-am there every February. And the way that those guys play that golf course is like if I played in like a PGA Junior League event there. I mean, from their tees. It is unbelievable how far they hit the golf ball. That Cam Champ, I think it was Saturday. Maybe it was Friday or Saturday. He hit a 220-yard 7-iron on a par 3, uphill par 3, to like 2 feet.
That's sick.
Unbelievable.
You shouldn't be doing that. You shouldn't hit a ball that far. How is he hitting the ball that far?
What do you think he's doing? That's a great question. So what's he doing? Well, first of all, with the advent of 3D and TrackMan and, you know, swing catalysts and all these things and the understanding of how force works much, much better in the golf swing, you know, we've talked about this a couple times throughout the season, why length has become such a big deal. You know, every time Jim Furyk or Zach Johnson works their way off of the PGA Tour, they're gonna be replaced by a Cam Champ. I mean, Cam Champ drove it on the web.com tour last year, 343. Rory was number one on the PGA Tour at 319. He's 25 yards longer than Rory.
That's crazy.
And, you know, how is he doing it? Well, he's doing it in such a way that if you look at his golf swing, he has such a command over the movement of his lower body and the opening of his upper body in order to really create tons of lag and power. And then he maintains those angles all the way through the golf swing. So it helps to be young, helps to be strong. Sure. I mean, he's amazing. But
is he tall?
Cam Champ?
Yeah.
Not terribly tall, no.
It's amazing. No. Amazing.
He's six foot tall, yes.
Yeah, he's very thin. Well, and, you know, to put that kind of power into the ball is incredible at his size.
Yeah. What's crazy is that when he hits those shots, he's in like full balance.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if I tried to hit a 7-iron 221 off a cart path, you know, I would come out of my shoes.
Yeah.
Speaking of hitting the ball far, let's go to the LPGA Tour and congratulate Lexi Thompson coming back from her summer hiatus. And she won their Tournament of Champions.
Yep.
And, you know, I love to give a big shout out to Marina Alex, who's the New Jersey LPGA professional that has had a fantastic season. She won this year. She's been on Springdale Golf Live. Well, she finished tied for fifth. She was 12 under for the tournament, and certainly we'll say congratulations to Arya Jutanugarn as player of the year. She won the race to the CMA, and she won $1 million prize. So the tours are kind of wrapping up here, and what that does is that leads us into today's big day, which is the match. But thinking about things that wrap up, your junior league team. You guys do the PGA Junior League?
We do.
Up at Shaq?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kids love it?
Oh, the kids love it. I think we lost a couple matches. I think we only won two out of the six matches that we played, but the kids loved every minute of it. And they don't even know when they win or lose, to be honest with you. We don't really make it that public if they're winning or losing. We just go out there and have fun.
It is the best. Yeah. It is the best. And they had live coverage of it this week on the Golf Channel, and the kids were out at Greyhawk in Arizona, and they go through a series of qualifying where they get, you know, about 16 regional teams to come, and they play in the finals. And the finals, California won for the second time. They won in 2014, and they won this year. And they beat Minnesota. And I read about this, and I was like, this is the coolest thing ever. I'm like, Minnesota? I go, where were these kids playing? They interviewed the captain of the coach, and he was like, yeah, we haven't been outside to play golf in over a month.
That's crazy.
And they came in second place.
That's outstanding. They must have had some really good players on their team to do that.
Yeah. They have great players, but I think at the same time, they're really, really into golf.
Yeah.
And I think for you and I both being PGA professionals, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And you know, I couldn't be happier about the fact that the PGA Junior League is growing. Like, I think it was 52,000 kids nationwide participated in that, you know, Growth of the Game initiative this year.
Yeah.
And you know, our Growth of the Game leader right now for the PGA America just got inducted in last week, as was Susie Whaley, right? Do
yeah.
you have you know, Al and I, we love to do this. We love to call down to Palm Beach Gardens, and we love to give advice to the PGA of America, but generally it's about the Ryder Cup or something like that. And we keep leaving voicemail messages, and
never getting a return call.
No. And I paid my dues, but no. In all seriousness, you know, as a PGA member, what are you looking forward to see Susie Whaley kind of try to accomplish in her 2 years as president?
You know, one of the things that's been sticking with me when at our PGA meeting a few weeks ago, you know, when David Reasoner said that, you know, how many people in this room want their kids to be PGA professionals. And nobody in the room raised their hand, and one of the reasons is, you know, when we are done working, or you know, when we're too old to work anymore, there's nothing for us. There's no retirement plan. There's no there's no pension. And one of the things that I think Susie could help us as far as being PGA professionals is creating something along those lines to give us something when we're retiring, or to be able to retire when we're done.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more about that. You know, even while we're currently there, there's 29,000 of us, men and women, PGA professionals. Yeah. And one of the things I've always said is that with the amount of movement that goes on with, you know, assistant professionals like Robbie Fenton, my assistant, he just went down to Florida for the winter. And when you're only working 6 months in two different places throughout the 12-month year, how do you get, you know, health insurance?
Yeah.
Every time you go to a new place, you're going to wait 90 days to have 3 months of health insurance. So, you know, it'd be great if there was a pension program. And of course, while we're currently working with those 29,000, if we could leverage a deal and, you know, try to get some health insurance for our members, I think that that would go a long way towards kind of reinvigorating the fan base.
Absolutely. Or get something where, you know, when we don't have health insurance, it can carry over for a month and help us out for a month while we're getting it in our new place, or
yeah.
whatever it may be.
Like a PGA Cobra.
Yeah.
I could see a sponsorship deal there.
There you go.
I mean, Cobra could sell a couple more clubs.
I agree.
Ricky had an off year.
Yeah.
You know, Lexi just won, but... Well, anyway, all right, here we go. You know what? We're going to have a speed round here, because we're going to get ready, because after the break, we're going to come back, and it's all Tiger Phil, the match. They just teed off a couple minutes ago. They're playing that $200,000 first hole. What? $200,000 first hole? Well, you're going to hear more about that in a minute. But for right now, folks, it's 3:15 here in Princeton. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
The New Jersey Golf Foundation, the charitable arm of the NJPGA section, is committed to positively impacting lives and communities through the game of golf. With a focus on three core pillars, youth, military, and special needs, the NJGF delivers dynamic programming under the guidance of PGA professionals, so individuals from all backgrounds can experience the game of golf in a welcoming environment. To support the NJGF or learn more about programs and special events, visit njgolffoundation.org. That's njgolffoundation.org. Let's get back on course as Springdale Golf Live continues on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. Once again, Keith Stewart.
Welcome back, folks. Springdale Golf Live. You're listening to Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. You're at a place where you can use your smartphone or your computer, 920thejersey.com. Just hit that Listen Live button, and you can hear us all over the globe. And there's certainly one place you can hear us, and that's Shadow Creek out, which is a golf course, out in Las Vegas, Nevada.
I knew that.
And you gave me a quizzical look there, Al. And
that's why I'm here.
You know, if you're just tuning in, we have a special co-host here on this Friday afternoon, a Black Friday afternoon. Mark Mazzola is here. He's the director of instruction up at Shackamaxon Country Club up in Scotch Plains, New Jersey. He's a great friend of mine, and he is also the host of the Back Nine Buzz. So he's our co-host today, and we're having some fun. And really, one of the reasons I wanted to have you over today, Mark, to talk was that with the Phil Tiger match this afternoon, right? I figured that after we set this up a little bit, we could have a little match of our own, a little debate to see who will win.
Okay.
All right. You know, you're game for that?
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Very good. So, you know, I obviously being a PGA professional and involved in golf, and even though it's November and our season is pretty much over here with the snow last week, golf is doing this wonderful thing where we just week after week, you know, this week we have the match. Next week we're going to have Tiger's Hero World Challenge. And then before you know it, it'll be Kapalua.
Yeah.
What do you think about this match, this concept?
I think it's, you know, here's the thing that I like about it. There's no fans. They're out on the golf course, just the two of them with the camera crew. And we were going to be able to hear what they're saying to each other. That's that you never hear what they're saying to each other on the course. And I hear Tiger is amazing the way he can trash talk.
Oh, so, there's probably only one person I've ever met in my life that can trash talk better than Tiger, and that's Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had the great experience of getting to know both of them in my tenure at Isleworth back in the day. And Tiger, I've never been more nervous in my life hitting a golf shot than when I'm in front of Tiger, because he's never going to hit a bad one. And even if you hit a slightly bad one, like, say, 25 feet from the pin on an approach, he's going to lay into you like you wouldn't believe, because he's not going to hit it there. And it's just, yeah, he's got a PhD in just ripping you up.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear them go back and forth at each other. It's going to be great.
Yeah, and Phil, you know, Phil starts with a PH and add the D on. I mean, he is certainly a trash talker extraordinaire. You know, they had the press conference on Tuesday, and they were going back and forth with one another. And, you know, right, or probably it's already happened, but, you know, we're here live in the studio. They just played the first hole for $200,000. Did you hear that hole back and forth?
Yes, I did. That was great. Phil was saying that he was guaranteeing he's going to make a birdie on the first hole. Mm-hmm. And he's betting $100,000, and Tiger looks at him and says, double it.
Wow.
So that's the kind of stuff I think we're going to hear for 18 holes. And, you know, I look at it and I say, yeah, I looked really hard on the Wikipedia pages of both of these guys to find out a little bit more about both of them.
Very interesting. You know, all right. So, yeah. We'll get to the debate in a moment. I knew you'd be prepared, which is why I'm excited for this. But, you know, for our listeners, you know, one of the cool things over at Springdale Golf Live, right? They put on the match this afternoon, and I know there was a bunch of members. They were over there for the pregame and the pregame coverage. One of the cool guys in golf, Pat Perez, who played junior golf against these two guys, was doing the pregame coverage there on Bleacher Report. But the club was hosting a little bit of an event. People were coming over and having some beers and some appetizers, and they, you know, nothing turkey related, I'm sure.
Same thing at Shackamaxon today.
Awesome. And I think that's good, because just having this, and this goes back to, like, is the match a good idea? It's a great idea. And I love how you said, you know, the no fans. And what do you think about the pay-to-watch thing?
Well, I mean, it's almost like you're going to see them play in person. I mean, it's actually more expensive to go see them in person, so why not?
True.
You know, why not?
One of the cool things that came out this week in the media was that one of the reasons that they wanted to do pay-per-view is because they didn't want to take the camera off them for the entire round, so you could hear them in between shots. So they have basically accepted the mantle of saying, hey, you know, we're gonna carry the torch here. We're gonna entertain you for probably 3 hours and 45 minutes or 4 hours or something along those lines. So I thought it was kind of cool where the 1999, I would spend $20 to not watch a commercial during a whole football game.
Absolutely.
You know, I would rather just watch the sports.
Well, the 1999 is an SD, so you had to pay $29.99 to get it in HD. Just FYI.
Oh, yeah. there's always something, Al. There's always a catch.
Yep.
Well, I think they're gonna do a cool job when we get done here.
Well worth it, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, totally, well totally. Ernie Johnson's gonna do the coverage. You know, they picked two interesting guys, two very kind of funny guys. Darren Clark and Peter Jacobson are gonna do the color, or they are doing the color right now, but they're doing the color. Shane Bacon and Natalie Golbus are doing the walk along, and then they brought in, right, what's in your wallet? They brought in Charles Barkley and Samuel Jackson to do I don't know what, you know, the
playing the part of what I would play, I think, you know.
Yeah, they're gonna come and say hello.
Yeah,
how you doing, Al?
Yeah, Barkley, right? It's Samuel come there. Back and be like, they got birdies out here this big, you know. I mean, you know, it's just it's unbelievable. It's birdies on a plane. Anyway, but yes, because it is Thanksgiving. I thank you, Al. I appreciate you bringing that all together. It's very good.
Well, you said birdies.
Yeah. So, one of the fun things that we were going to do today, and certainly, you know, I'm so happy to have co-host here today, Mark Mazzola, with us to celebrate the Thanksgiving weekend. This meant that he and I both didn't have to do any Black Friday shopping, right. You know, so he owes me big time for that one.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah. Could you just imagine?
I got halfway here and I called my wife and said, I'm sorry, I forgot to leave you the credit card. So, I got very lucky today.
Wow.
And she says, that's all right. There's a picture of it on my phone.
Yeah, right.
I have Apple Pay. I just can't. You know, the one thing that gets me, other than like a bunch of tangled like wire hangers, you know, is like a parking lot in the holidays. It's like going through TSA.
That's the luxury of Amazon at these. This day and age.
This is true. Mm-hmm. This is true. Yeah. I'm sure Al would like to order two more of us.
Yeah, right.
not yet available on Amazon. All right, so here we go.
Are irreplaceable.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. I could still think back to last week when I did the rap and Al was like, wow.
You know, Keith, I don't want to put you a spot or anything, but can I hear a little bit of it? Just a little bit.
A little bit of the rap from last week. Geez, oh, flip. Wow.
Let's see it. Let's hear it. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit of the rap.
I'm putting Al on the spot, too, trying to put some music on for you.
I could do something, yeah.
Oh, here we go. Jeez. Can we just get to the debate, you know?
It was so good, though.
Oh, come on. Springdale, it's showtime.
It's time to swing into the golf world of today with Springdale Golf Live. Sponsored by our friends at the New Jersey Golf Foundation. Here's your host, Keith Stewart.
Huh. You're taking me back.
Just for you, Mark.
You know I'm back, like I never left. Springdale Golf Mazzola, he's here, our guest. Another week, the match is on. Tiger and Phil, who will win this day? I can't keep up with this right now because it's hot.
There you go.
I love
You're
it.
Killing
hey,
me
it's even more impressive in person. I just have to tell you that. It's definitely even more impressive. No.
I just
all right, Mark, come on. You owe me.
Now,
good job, Al.
Come on, let's just move on here. Let's move on.
Oh,
all
that's right.
Right.
It's Keith's show. I forgot.
No, so here's what we're going to do.
Please.
All right. Gentlemen. Let's get it together. All right. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to flip a coin. All right. Because I love the fact that we're going to do this at random. And you didn't have to agree to this, but you are now. And we're going to flip a coin. And we don't know who's going to be who. You could be a Phil supporter. You could be a Tiger supporter. But since you're my guest today and you're torturing me, I'll still let you call the coin toss. And you'll get to pick who you want to support as the winner of today's match, and we'll debate who we think's going to win and why, and we'll have a little bit of fun here today. And I'm sure Al will have some sound effects, but
okay, so it's heads I win, tails you lose, correct?
Your choice.
Okay.
Your choice. So you pick it heads. Is that what you're saying?
Heads I win, tails you lose.
Yeah, no. So are you picking heads?
I'm going to pick tails.
You're picking tails.
Tails
never fails.
Tails.
All right, Mark takes tails.
Tails. There it is.
And it is. It's one of those state coins.
Definitely tails.
Oh, here we go. I can feel it now. We're in Vegas.
Gentlemen, welcome
so I
to
get
the
picked.
Main event.
You get to pick. Who are you taking?
Tiger.
Shocker. All right.
Good luck, Keith.
All right, yes, I'm going to need it.
Let's get ready to rumble!
I love it, Al. Well done there. Well done. All right, so I have Phil. All right, this is going to require some work. I have Phil. Well, okay, first of all, I'm going to start with the fact that Phil was the one that inspired the match. He had the guts. He had the wherewithal, and he knows what he's getting himself into. So, you know, Tiger could be in a little bit of a trap here. And overall, outside of the USGA record that he has, which was like a long time ago, previous to a lot of things that have happened, you know, 14 majors and everything else, right? Tiger's match play record in the President's Cup and the Ryder Cup, although it's impressive, it's not as good as his tournament record. So I think Phil knows what he's getting himself into.
I don't think you looked very hard at Phil's match play record either, though.
Okay.
I think if you look very hard at that, I think the closest he's gotten to winning was the semifinals, or not the semifinals, I forget what it was. It wasn't that, but Tiger has won a few times in a match play, and Phil has not.
Oh, in the World Golf Championships.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, then you're going to hit me with some stat like Tiger's won like 40% of them.
Well,
as if that could actually happen.
I'm just going to say that, you know, Tiger has 107 professional wins. And how many does Phil has? Not even half of that, it is.
Hang on, though. This guy, he's no rookie, okay? Phil's not some no-name. He's got 43 wins on tour. All right, 43. Now, don't get me wrong. You're going to say, Tiger has 80. All right, I get that, right? And Tiger owns that space. That's fine. But Phil is just, he's just not rolling up there thinking that, like, I've never done this before. He's got five majors. I mean, he's legit.
Yeah, but he has three of them at the same place. So you really can't see that he has three of them at Augusta. And Augusta's a good golf course and all, but to win three times there and only win twice in other places. And he never won a U.S. Open. So.
Okay.
The U.S. Open is usually the hardest of the four majors to win because it's the hardest golf course.
So
he likes to spray the ball around the golf course and he can spin it sideways really well. That's why he plays Augusta so well. But you have to hit the ball straight at Shadow Creek.
Well, you would know. I know. Mark was just in Vegas last week, New Jersey PGA Pro-Am Tour,
yep.
And he was scouting out the course, and this is why he's bringing in all of this insider knowledge.
All the stats.
Now,
yeah.
I'm not going to fall for all of his traps there. Trap number one is he said, well, Phil's only won three times at one place like the Masters, and I would say, well, okay, and then he's going to say, well, Tiger won four times there, you know? So at any moment, he can trump me, or, you know, I'm going to say, well, Phil was only, you know, seven-time runner-up at the U.S. Open, and right. He'll say, well, Tiger only won that three times, including where they're going in Pebble Beach next year. And, you know, I get all of that. But here's the thing, though, right? Over the last couple of years, I think there's a couple chinks in Tiger's armor. And if I really had to argue the point here and go through this, is that I believe the golf course is going to be set up short. I think that the guys are going to have to make eight or nine birdies each in order to try to win this match. So, short game-wise.
Wow, you think that many birdies are going to be made?
Phil's a way better short iron player than Tiger statistically.
I agree.
That's a fact. And they're going to be playing a lot of short irons.
Well,
there's no doubt.
But the golf course is actually, it's if they play the golf course back, which I'm not sure where the tees are going to be, but if they play the golf course back, the golf course is actually pretty long. You'd have to hit some really good tee shots to put yourself in that short iron that spot. Lately, Phil hasn't hit a fairway in about 3 months. So
we're going to go down the Tiger driver path? Is that what you... Because you were saying that, you're like, I want to take that back. I can see it in your face. You're like, we're going to go down...
Well, Tiger hasn't hit a fairway either.
Yes.
But, you know, but there are favorable holes to Tiger. And if you look at the way the design of the holes are...
Okay.
And you know, I looked at... When I'm looking at the play-by-play of each hole...
Go for it.
Tiger winning holes, Phil's winning holes... I got, you know, you look at it, there's some dogleg lefts, dogleg rights, and all of the dogleg lefts favor Phil, all of the dogleg rights favor Tiger. There's definitely more dogleg rights on the golf course than there's dogleg lefts. So Tiger, I have a feeling that, you know, by the 12th hole, Phil might cry, first of all. Second, by the 13th hole, it might be over. But, you know, he might cry on the 12th hole, you know, and say maybe, oh, I hurt my arm, or, you know, you hurt me back on a tee when you said something about my wife. I'm not sure. So we'll find out.
That's the best you have. 14 majors, right? Six USGA championships, like 142 cuts in a row, and you're coming back when he's going to make Phil cry with his trash talking?
I think so.
That's the reason.
I think so.
I mean, Phil's a much better short iron. This will never be solved, Al. This will never be solved. And it certainly won't be solved in a half an hour. And I tell you what, I'm shutting Mark down here because you know what? First of all, I can't thank him enough for being here, but it's time to go watch the match. It's time to get out of here.
Yeah, man.
It's time to skip Route 1 traffic for Black Friday. It's time to get back to Springdale. And folks, you know, here she is. Pat Benatar, thanks for the song of the week. Hey, I bet you those guys are going to hit each other with their best shots. Can't wait to watch. We're going to send you over to Doug Gottlieb. Thanks, of course, to Mark Mazzola for being here, my co-host. Appreciate it. Producer Al on the board. Springdale Board of Governors, Truden Management, and most importantly, all of you, my listeners. We're headed to Springdale to watch the match, but where are you headed? Let the tower be your guide. And from Princeton to Shadow Creek today, and of course, everywhere online, may you all have a Springdale day.
You've been listening to Springdale Golf Live with Keith Stewart. Keith returns to the tee next Friday afternoon at 3 on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.